Hey students, this is Tripp. Thanks so much for joining us for the first 30 college devotionals. The first time anyone ever trusted me to babysit, it was my sister, and she was asking me to watch her firstborn son, Trey. So I was a senior in high school and spending time with my three-year-old nephew, who was really like a younger brother to me, it sounded like a lot of fun. I mean, how hard could babysitting really be? Well, if you've ever babysat, you know what an awesome responsibility that is. And you probably know that if you're not careful, things can go terribly wrong. I decided that day that Trey and I would play soccer in the front yard. He had just started playing soccer on a team, and Uncle Tripp was going to show him a thing or two about how to play soccer. Well, Uncle Tripp was no better at soccer than three-year-old Trey, so we found ourselves kicking the ball in the road more times than not. We lived at the top of a small hill, and when we kicked the ball in the road, the ball would quickly start headed down the hill toward a storm drain at the bottom of the hill. Well, every time we kicked the ball into the road, I would tell Trey, "Hey, you stay put here," and I would race the ball to the bottom of the hill. Well, this day, it was really hot, and we had both worked up a pretty good sweat kicking and me chasing this soccer ball. I thought I'd be a good uncle and run into the house and get us something to drink. It's okay to leave a kid in the yard by himself, right? I mean, what could go wrong? So I say, "Trey, stay here. I'm going to run in the house. I'll be right back." So I run up the steps. I run inside the house, and I get us something to drink. As I'm headed back out, I walk by this big picture window in our living room that faced the front yard. Passing this window, I see that Trey had kicked the ball, and it had gone into the street. And when it went in the street, it started rolling down the hill. Well, he had seen me run into the road and chase these balls. He'd seen me cross over the street and run toward the storm drain. And as I walked past this window, I saw the ball in the road. I saw it rolling pretty fast. And I see my three-year-old nephew take off running to get the ball. And also, because of my vantage point of where I was standing, looking down, I could see around the curve, and I could see that a car was coming. Now, in that moment, I freeze. In that moment, I'm looking out here to a little life that I love even more than my own life. I'm looking out here to someone I would literally give anything for, that I would die for, and I see him running into the street, and from his vantage point, he couldn't see down the road. He couldn't see around the curve. From his vantage point, he couldn't see the danger that was coming. And in that moment, I freeze and the very worst fears start coming to my mind. He doesn't even see what's about to happen. He doesn't see that this car's coming. What if this car doesn't see him? What if it doesn't slow down? What would happen? Oh my gosh, what is about to happen here? All I'm thinking in this moment now is I want the best for him. I would rather it be me in the middle of the road in front of this oncoming car than him. And in this moment, I would do anything if I could just trade places right now with where he was and take whatever is about to happen to him. Well, fortunately, the car saw him, and the car stopped, and he was able to get the ball, and everything was okay. But that moment has never left my mind, when my heart almost stopped, seeing what was going to happen. See, I think sometimes that God looks at us and he says, "Hey, I want the very best for you. I love you. I would give anything for you. In fact, I did give everything for you when I came and I died for you and I took what you deserve and I took it on myself so that you could live." And as we live life so many times, God can see what is ahead. And I think God, like me in the picture window that day, is screaming at us like, "Hey, stop, don't do it, slow down, think, look." See, I established boundaries for my nephew because I love him. I said, stay here. Don't go near the road. And as a parent, I've realized this even more. I establish boundaries for my kids, not because I want to take away from them, but because I want to give to them. When I tell my own kids when they're little, hey, you can play outside, but don't go outside the fence. See, I know what is beyond the fence. I know what dangers are there, and I'm not trying to spoil their party. I'm trying to protect them from what I know is there. That's why in God's word, God gives us instructions on certain things. See, God from his vantage point, he can see things we can't see. He's the one who created life. He sees what lies ahead. So when it comes to things like sexual purity, God gives us boundaries, not because he's trying to spoil our party or fun, but he's saying, I see down the road. I see what this can lead to. This leads to consequences, and I want the very best for you. Stop. Look around. Listen to my instructions. This was my idea. I created this. Listen to my instructions on how to experience my very, very best when it comes to relationships, when it comes to how we take care of ourselves, when it comes to how we live our lives. God wants the very, very best for us. See, you have an all-loving God that is saying, my child, I love you. Trust me, put your eyes on me, and let me give you the very best for your life. I'm reminded of the words of Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will not withhold any good thing from those who do what is right. The question is, do we trust him? Do we trust him? Do we believe his word? Do we believe that he created life and knows how to best live life? If we do, we should be reminded of the words of Proverbs 22:3. It says, the prudent or the wise, they see danger and they take refuge, but the simple keep going and they pay the penalty. See, no matter what you may hear, God is not big on rules. God is big on life. John 10:10 tells us, the thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy, but my purpose is to give them a rich and a satisfying life. Another translation says, to give life and life abundantly. So today, evaluate, how are you living? Are you living outside of God's boundaries? Or do you trust, do you obey when it comes to the boundaries that he gives for living life well? Do you trust that God is for you and not against you? Do you really believe that the author of life is the authority on life? So today, remember, any boundary God gives is for your good and his glory because he loves you and wants the very best for you. No one is more for you than God. Today, go live in the freedom and in the abundant life that Christ died so that you could have.